Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome back to the day 8 of the 10-day well-being habit quest, where we are building one tiny well-being habit that actually sticks with the use of the science-backed strategies. If you're like, yes, I love science, I want to know more, do check my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk, as I have designed a PDF workbook that not only has easy-to-use tracking templates in relation to each podcast episode, but also have in-depth scientific research, studies, and data to support these strategies. So please do check that out for more information. Now, at this point, day 8, it's easy to focus on whether we did the habit, we haven't done it fully, maybe we skipped some days, maybe we needed to alter it. But today, I want us to pay attention to the benefits of the tiny habit that you have selected to create. We have already established that positive emotions really help reinforce habits, but we also need to see and feel and experience what is it that certain habits are giving us to feel that is worth continuing them. Our time, our energy is limited. And also, again, there are so many different habits in the world that we could be engaging with. We need to select things that are right for us and see the benefits. And that benefit not only helps us to decide, yes, I'm going to stick to this habit, but also it helps our brain to say, okay, yes, this is a habit worth having. This is a habit I can associate with all those positive aspects. So I will continue and I will continue going, even though it's day 8 and maybe my motivation is going a little bit wobbly. So today, write one sentence about a tiny positive effect you are experiencing as a result of your habit. Things like, I feel slightly more, I noticed that, or because I did my habit, now I can. For example, for me, because I'm writing every day, I can see I have lots of ideas and extra passages and examples and case studies and stories to include in my future books. And that makes me really excited. Other examples could be because of my tiny habit, I feel calmer, I sleep slightly better, or I was kinder to myself today because I practiced my well-being habit. So really reflect, what small changes have you noticed since day one in your mood, in your energy, how you talk to yourself, in terms of your happiness, in terms of your fulfillment? And also, if it is day 8 and you think, okay, I'm kind of maybe not sure, maybe a bit uncertain about the habit, or maybe just my motivation is going down, take a moment to de-stress a little bit. Our brain actually does not like developing new habits or new ways of thinking if we are stressed. When we are stressed, our brain loves operating on autopilot and following known patterns. So it's very important that you relax, you notice your benefits, and you celebrate your wins. So today, your action isn't something to complete. It's actually something to feel when you're going to be engaging with your tiny habit. And tomorrow, we will talk about self-compassion, which, hey, what a topic in relation to habits. Now, before I go, just a quick reminder that there are still some signed copies left of my book, The Alphabet of Happiness, which gives you further ideas on creating more happiness at work, in relationships, and in your own skin. And if you would love a signed copy, please head to my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening. I see you tomorrow. Bye.